In the wake of devastating hurricanes and other extreme weather in the past several weeks, more than 60 organizations signed a letter calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo to move New York to 100% clean, renewable energy as soon as possible. The groups say it is imperative that the state immediately halt any investments in the future use of fossil fuels, including natural gas. They suggest that investing in clean energy will create living wage jobs and lower future energy costs while improving health by eliminating air pollution. Mark Dunlay is chair of the Green Education and Legal Fund.
The state is doing a study right now as to how fast that is scientifically possible. We want that study to be as transparent as possible, and that we hope that the governor will then commit to implement it. And it also means that he has to stop supporting the use of fossil fuels, including his idea to spend perhaps $100 million to expand the gas plants that are heating the Empire State Plaza and lock in gas emissions into a low-income people of color community for the next 30 years in the Arbor Hill area.
The groups want the governor to use that study to develop a climate action plan, which they say would need to include specific timetables, intermediate steps, and benchmarks. Cuomo spokesman Rich Azzopardi.
As was said in the State of the State last year, NYSERDA is in the midst of a feasibility study on how to implement a 100% renewable grid in this state. In other words, what these activists are seeking is already well underway, and we appreciate their support in these shared goals.
Meantime, as a result of the groundwork laid by NYSERDA, the state announced it has asked the Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management to consider identifying and leasing at least 4 new wind energy areas off the coast. NYSERDA spokeswoman Kate Muller says each of these would accommodate at least 800 megawatts of offshore wind generation,
which would help New York support Governor Cuomo's clean energy standard mandate of 50% of electricity by 2030. Coming from renewable energy resources.
Muller notes the objective includes reducing greenhouse gas emissions 40% below 1990 levels. But advocates for the poor and middle class say those groups have been left out of the clean energy program.
The problem with how it's being laid out right now is that it's putting banks and large corporate utilities ahead of community needs.
Kim Frasek is director of the Sane Energy Project, a member of the Energy Democracy Alliance.
We should actually be engaging our communities, making our system at the Public Service Commission more accessible to regular community members of New York State.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.